What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, September 2nd, 2022. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. It's been a heck of a week here. It is the start of the Labor Day weekend. And so everybody's going to be out there barbecuing and so forth and so on. And today is also the 77th anniversary of Victory Over Japan Day. 77 years ago on this day, the Japanese formally surrendered on the deck of the USS Missouri. Now, the USS Missouri is on permanent display in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. Claire and I toured it many times. In fact, one time we got the so-called executive tour for a donation that we made to charity, and we got to go below decks, and I got to hold the triggers that would fire the guns, but nothing happened when I pulled them, unfortunately, there. But if you do get to Honolulu, it is worth going on out and seeing the Arizona and the Missouri there. And even though there's huge amount of deception regarding the start of World War II, It's still important to see these things here. Anyway, the other news is coming out of NASA, they are going to attempt a launch of Artemis 1 tomorrow. This is the unmanned mission that's going to go actually way past the moon and deploy some payloads. It's the first all-up test of the space launch system. And I wish them a lot of luck. Because frankly, in this day and age, the space program is pretty much the only thing to feel good about, to feel proud about life in America right now. Everything else is very, very dismal. Kind of reminds me after Apollo 8 went around, orbited the moon and came on back, and somebody sent a message saying, "Thank you, you saved 1968. Which was true. 1968 was a really lousy year here. All right, getting into the political news here, and I forgot to mention, oh, please forgive me, Mike is in our control room taking care of business and ready to answer the phones when you call on in. Getting into the political news, last night Joe Biden had his great unifying speech talking about the soul of America, and boy, am I feeling unified today. And it was just amazing. Actually, it was a political disaster. And you wouldn't know it from the corporate media, of course. Well, actually, some corporate media is very critical of it. But, some was out there saying, oh, it's great. And, Trump is out there with his fraudulent claims of election fraud, and blah, blah, blah. But it was amazing. Before the speech was even over, Twitter was flooded with supportive messages for Joe Biden. I think we found all those bots that Musk is concerned about. Elon Musk is concerned about the number of bots on Twitter. They were all on overdrive last night, coming on out, Biden is great and Trump is evil. And you could tell these were bot messages because none of them commented on what Biden actually said in the speech. Dead giveaway on that. The reaction from us mere humans, though, was a little bit different. And there was a wonderful headline over at Hannity calling the speech the Reich stuff. And the speech was drawing comparisons with Hitler and Satan. And in my case, with V for Vendetta, we'll get into this a little bit. And Biden basically declared half of Americans a threat to the country, an enemy of the state, was just, pounding on the MAGA Republicans, blaming everything on Donald Trump, who's been out of office for almost 2 years, we should point on out there. And just, went on, screaming, accusing Republicans of everything the Democrats have been doing, the violence in the streets, the burning of the cities. And he's out there saying, this is a democracy, which is kind of a strange statement for somebody who stole his election. And, the reactions are really quite strident. A number of Republicans are out there saying Nazi Joe has got to go. And it was a nonstop MAGA bash. And what really struck me as ironic is he made the speech from Independence National Historical Park in Philadelphia, right in front of Independence Hall, where the American people formally decided to fire the previous government. And I don't know if that significance was lost on his Bidenness, but The speech was divisive. He was angry. He was pounding on the podium like Khrushchev used to do. And, you know, Ted Cruz came on out saying Biden seemed intent on just pitting Americans one after the other. And, you know, talking about the grave threat posed by the MAGA forces. And the part that really worries me is that Biden's speech is giving the less mentally stable Democrats justification to harass and commit acts of violence against Republicans. I mean, that's the real danger in what Biden was doing. And I'm not sure that incitement to violence is covered under sovereign immunity. Sovereign immunity only applies to the legitimate business of government, and telling your followers to go attack the other guy's followers, that's not legitimate government business here. And so the victims of the coming violence by Democrats, you know, could probably sue Joe Biden personally. Won't be able to sue the government, but we could sue Joe Biden personally. And I understand he's got a lot of money over there in these Chinese banks and stuff. Following his speech, we saw a new hashtag appear on Twitter called Pedo Hitler. And it's just trending all over the place. In fact, at one point, Twitter was caught dropping the numbers down on the number of people who were retweeting Pedo Hitler. And yeah, it's just it's insane out there. Now, Donald Trump has already responded to the speech, saying that somebody should explain to Joe Biden what MAGA means. And of course, we all know it means make America great again, something Joe Biden really has not done at all since he took office. Interestingly enough, though, Biden's speech really didn't get much of an audience. Now, I haven't seen any hard numbers on how many people actually tuned in. But amazingly, even though Biden declared this a presidential speech, which entitles him to time on the major networks, most of the networks didn't carry it. They just, we couldn't be bothered. We're going to go with our regular programming because we need the ad revenue. CNN and MSNBC covered his speech. ABC ran Press Your Luck. CBS went with Young Sheldon. NBC had a Law and Order repeat, okay? And, you know, news division streaming channels carried it. Fox News stuck with the Tucker Carlson program. And so even the TV networks are just tired of hearing this demented old fool rant and rave all over the microphone. And another very telling indicator, at the end of Biden's speech, Jill Biden came on up to help guide him off the stage. Okay, we're going to take you back to your basement and give you more of those pills that, you know, keep you looking like you're serious here. And again, Niall Gardner is out there saying that divisive speeches in modern U.S. political history, and it certainly was, okay? And I imagine that future college psychology courses may actually study this speech, you know, to look for the symptoms of mental illness that were on display last night. Stephen Miller was out there saying that Biden gave the speech of a dictator in the style of a dictator, in the visual of a dictator, using the words of a dictator. And basically, he declared war on half of the American people. Tim Scott wrote an op-ed blasting Biden for this anti-MAGA speech, describing it as a soul-crushing vision of America. And it was really that bad. Now, Biden came on out. One of the comments he made was that MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They promote authoritarian leadership and fan the flames of political violence. Okay, well, three strikes and you're out, Joe. First of all, respecting the Constitution. Joe Biden is the president who is blatantly ignoring Title VIII. He has he's at war on the Second Amendment. He's been ignoring the Fourth, Fifth, and Tenth Amendments, and now he's going after that First Amendment, okay? And the comparisons for Hitler are not entirely specious because Hitler used the scapegoat game to control his people. In his case, Hitler blamed the Jews. Biden is now blaming Republicans. So, you know, they're going to be slave labor camps just for being Republicans somewhere in the future. And what is really important, as much as what Biden talked about, are the things he did not talk about. He never once mentioned China. He never once mentioned inflation. He never once mentioned the completely out of control situation with crime in the streets of America. Didn't mention the fentanyl crisis. Didn't mention immigration at all. Okay. He mentioned Charlottesville one time only. He mentioned January 6th twice. He mentioned insurrection three times, Donald Trump three times. Then it got really good. Extremism got 7 mentions, violence got 10 mentions, MAGA got 13 mentions, and Republicans got 16. So you know what is uppermost on his miles here. And it was really his mind, rather. And it was really kind of interesting hearing Biden's talking about the rule of law, you know, while our border is overrun with illegal migrants. And as I mentioned before, Biden is totally ignoring Title 18. Okay. Now, Tom Fitton is out there saying that Americans have been taken aback by the Biden speech imagery. No one has ever seen anything like it in living memory, at least in the American political context. And what's important, you know, as much as he said, is looking at the optics of it. And a lot of people were looking at this set, okay, because it was dark and gloomy and menacing, and it was lit with red light. And, you know, it looked like a cross between the Chancellor in V for Vendetta and Lena Riefenstahl's films for the Nazis, you know, a Nuremberg rally or something like that. And there have been a lot of memes already, you know, with swastikas painted on the back wall. And yeah, it was a terrible mistake. I'm not the only person saying so. Article coming out of Breitbart saying that this dark MAGA speech is a terrible mistake because of the bad optics. Okay, he just came off looking like a lunatic. Like I said, a cross between Khrushchev and Adolf Hitler. So, you know, shaking his face in the air, his fists in the air like Adolf Hitler used to do, banging on the podium. I'm surprised he didn't take his shoe off to pound on the podium the way Khrushchev used to do. And part of the optics, part of the set, was that Joe Biden had a bunch of Marines standing around him. And that has provoked a very negative reaction from veterans groups, saying that Biden was just using the Marines as props to decorate the stage and show how militaristic he is and how ready to go to war he is. And again, you know, back in 2020, Joe Biden promised he would never use the military as a prop. Of course, when he was running for the Oval Office, or actually he was sitting in his basement, you know, he said he was going to unify the nation. Broke that promise too. Okay. House Minority Leader McCarthy is out there saying Biden doesn't understand soul of America, what it means to be an American, what we're supposed to be, what we aspire to be. And, you know, looking at the disaster of the Biden administration, Biden inherited energy independence from Donald Trump. And now Biden is traveling the world begging foreign countries for more energy to power our country. And, you know, just one bad decision after the other. Afghanistan, of course, way up at the top of the list. Syria is not going very well. We don't really have a legal right to be in there anyway. Ukraine is turning out to be another flusterclock. And, you know, it's amazing. Now, Tucker Carlson came on out slamming Biden over this horrific speech, saying it crosses into a dangerous place. And it does. This puts this country on the path to a civil war between conservatives and liberals. The good news, the conservatives have and know how to use the guns. Okay, now Biden's out there saying, we've got F-15s. Yeah. King George III had the same attitude and he still lost the war. And, you know, Biden is out there. Biden's in love with the word fascist. He really loves it. He uses semi-fascist like, he's trying to call people fascist without looking like he's calling them fascist, But that's exactly what he's doing. And the White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, was asked if the pro-life movement should be considered extremist or semi-fascist. And she did not deny. She refused to deny that Joe Biden views it as such. Okay, and it's just insane. And Joe Biden apparently is going to turn Veterans Administration hospitals into abortion centers. This is a violation of federal law. Okay, and basically they're doing this by saying that the Veterans Administrations are not under the jurisdiction of the states where many of them have banned abortions by law. And they're saying, well, if you go to a VA hospital, the law doesn't apply. You can get rid of that kid right now. Okay, now getting on down to the aftermath of Mar-a-Lago, a U.S. district judge earlier today released a detailed inventory of everything the FBI took from Mar-a-Lago. And, of course, the Department of Justice is making a big deal about, oh, we found classified documents here. But apparently the FBI also took a bunch of other stuff that really were not covered by the warrant. They took personal items from Donald and Melania Trump. They took collections of newspaper clippings. They took unclassified documents that they had no business being after. And by the way, they never did find any nuclear codes. Okay. Now, there's an interesting story over at... Gateway Pundit here, where you know that photo of the classified documents spread all over the floor, and they just conveniently added that framed cover from Time magazine to show that Donald Trump was such a narcissist. According to experts consulted by the Daily Mail, Gateway Pundit, rather, the photo is doctored. We know it was staged. Okay, nobody keeps classified documents just spread on the floor, you know, and they even had a little evidence tag sitting there saying, oh, this is where we found the documents. No, the FBI took them out of their containers and just spread them on the floor to take a picture. Apparently, it's been exposed. They added documents that they brought with them to create a crime scene that did not exist, and there is evidence of photoshopping in that photo. Somebody did a pixel-by-pixel analysis, and, you know, it breaks at certain borders here. So it's a hoax, you know, all the way from beginning to end, and it's another reminder that we cannot accept anything that the government or the corporate media tells us. Don't believe a thing they say. You know, the only thing you should listen to is the weather and the sports scores, and they're not even all that good on the weather. They're still out there screaming that humans are warming planet Earth. Now, something else that seems to be becoming a common occurrence is swatting of political figures. And Green got swatted a couple of times. Now it's Steve Bannon. Last night, D.C. police received a hoax call claiming that there was a shooting at Steve Bannon's Capitol home. And so the cops showed up and they gave him a bunch of harassment, and there was no shooting. Again, this kind of behavior was encouraged by Joe Biden's speech. You know, Republicans are now the enemy of the people, and you people got to go deal with them, essentially. That's the implication there. All right, getting into other situations. Up in Wisconsin, yesterday, prosecutors charged a man with election fraud and identity theft after he acknowledged that he fraudulently requested absentee ballots in what he says was an effort to expose vulnerabilities in the state's election system. And so they've charged the 68-year-old Harry Waite with two misdemeanor counts of election fraud and two felony counts of identity theft. He's looking at 13 years behind bars. And he said, basically, you sometimes you got to work for the public good. You got to go beyond the rules. We'll be right back.
sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Where you spend money says a lot about what you value. I'm Peter Serafin, and this is today's Liberty Minute. Rather than 87,000 IRS agents, what if the federal government funded 87,000 school resource officers? That would be a school resource officer for 2/3 of the K-12 schools in the United States. That would be a big accomplishment if school shootings were really a priority. Or it could be a border patrol agent every 0.4 miles along the southern border to stop the fentanyl from flowing in. Fentanyl, that has become the number one killer of people 18 to 45 years old. Instead, our government hires 87,000 agents of the Internal Revenue Service to collect your tax money for their pet projects. Clearly, our federal government values your money more than our children. Find more political news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem Parabellum.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stick upon a computer alone.
And welcome back to our show here. And following up on that story about the guy who was arrested for playing around with absentee ballots and stuff. And he said, well, you know, sometimes you have to break the rules to do the public good here. And my first reaction was, you know, this attitude of the ends justify the means is why the Democratic Party has become such a train wreck, because they think that stealing elections is okay because they serve a higher purpose. Swatting Steve Bannon and Marjorie Taylor Greene is okay because it serves a higher purpose. Harassing Republicans in general is okay because it serves the higher purpose, and so forth and so on. And society has rules to prevent chaos, okay, to keep things working smoothly. And if you have one segment of the society not willing to stay within the limits, then your society becomes unstable and it is headed for collapse, which sadly I feel we are in the process of right now. All right, let's talk about COVID-19. It's still out there. There's an interesting article in 7wap.home.blog talking about the global impact of the face mask folly and, you know, how we were basically played by the PSYOP masters. Now, we know that the masks didn't work. They never did work. And, you know, but everybody got suckered into doing it. And, you know, there's an interesting little aspect to that. When the masks were first out and, you know, mandatory and, you know, people were out there saying they don't really work. And those people were being banned by Facebook and Google and Twitter and all the social media platforms for being misinformation. Well, now it turns out we were all right. The masks don't work. And they never did. And so these so-called social media bastions of truth, they were the ones pushing the misinformation. At the very least, they were stifling open debate. Just something to keep in mind here. Speaking of social media, Google is introducing new rules for their the Google Play Store. They're going to ban all applications regarding health that contradict the official government position on anything related to health. Okay, so if the government says that you need to rub blue mud into your belly button and you know it doesn't really accomplish much of anything except to make the blue mud companies rich, Google Play will not let you on. Okay, you will buy your blue mud and you will run it, rub it into your belly button because that's what the government tells you to do here. So what is the end result of all this machination of the medical industrial complex that we have been seeing? The fact of the matter is that life expectancy here in the United States is in decline, okay, and it's accelerating. And we have been hearing from these CEOs of life insurance companies that Americans continue to die at much younger ages than had been the norm. We're hearing from companies that manufacture coffins and companies that run cemeteries that business is booming right now. Okay. And basically, Americans' life expectancy fell 9/10 of a year in 2021. This is the lowest since 1996. Well, wouldn't you think if medical science is advancing and improving, that wouldn't our life expectancy be increasing? Okay. And therefore, if our life expectancy is not increasing, if it is in fact decreasing, then somebody somewhere is doing something wrong. Okay. All right, let's get into the international news here. And what's really interesting, it turns out that in April, Russia and Ukraine were very close to a peace deal. And let's see, Professor Angela Stent in Foreign Affairs magazine, and she's a former Trump aide, by the way, came on out saying that, yeah, Russia and Ukraine were close to a deal. And somehow or other, the plug was pulled and the war resulted. And we know, of course, that Ukraine's leadership is beholden to the U.S. government because the U.S. government put them in power back in 2014 in the coup d'etat against Viktor Yanukovych. We also know that when North Korea and South Korea wanted to unify, it was the United States that went on in and interfered with that. So that's, you know, let's have more war. We can't make money off of peace and reunification. We need more war here. Meanwhile, Russia has complained to the United Nations that the U.S. is violating agreements regarding the passage of diplomats to and from the United Nations because the United States State Department is refusing to issue visas to Russia's diplomats. We have to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the international news. And Joe Biden is asking Congress for yet another $14 billion with a B to fund its war against Russia. And they're not even saying we're going to support Ukraine. They're just saying it's war with Russia. We're going to go do that. And I think this is going to bring the total amount of money taken from you and given to the weapons manufacturers to something like $67 billion. So not really going all that well. We've been talking about the Solomon Islands, how they're moving closer to China and how they've now adopted as a permanent policy to ban U.S. warships from using their ports for replenishment. And the reason this is interesting is because the Solomon Islands is where Guadalcanal is located, which was the site of a major, major battle during World War II. And so Guadalcanal might see another war, another battle in the near future, only it will be China instead of Japan that we will be fighting here. Meanwhile, speaking of China, the U.S. Pacific Air Forces have now banned all references to gender, race, and age in an effort to improve lethality. And if you're wondering, does that make any sense at all, I would have to say, no, I don't see it here. That's, yes, where we're going to go in and gender them to death or something like that. Meanwhile, the U.S. is threatening North Korea with all kinds of harsh words, I guess, if North Korea proceeds with their next nuclear test. And the fact that North Korea has done so many of these nuclear tests seems to indicate that U.S. threats are falling on deaf ears. Okay, let's talk about the economy, because Joe Biden wouldn't last night. He wouldn't mention it at all. Didn't mention inflation or anything. Just, you know, get Trump, get Trump, get Trump. There is a new poll from the Civics Polling Organization saying 69% of voters say Joe Biden's economy is either fairly bad or very bad. I would come down on the very bad category if they had bothered to ask me here. Meanwhile, and this is getting interesting, not to mention just a little arrogant, the G7 has unveiled a plan to enforce a Russian oil price cap. And what they're saying is we're going to agree to pay Russia $60 per barrel of oil, and that's all we'll pay. This is going to backfire. Russia will simply sell their oil elsewhere. You know, they'll sell it to China, and China will offer to sell it back to Europe at a little bit of a markup here. And already, you know, India is saying we want no part of a price cap. We need the oil. It's Russia's oil. We will pay the price that Russia wants for it because we can't afford to be without here. Getting on back to the student loan situation, more and more people are coming out against it, except, of course, the students who are on the hook. You know, and, you know, it's kind of funny. We had an interaction with a friend earlier today whose offspring is taking some very, very fluffy courses at college. Oh, I'm going to college and I'm going to study something that you can't get a job with, is really what it comes down to. Fortunately, in this case, there are no student loans involved, but college became a racket. You know, when I was a kid, you went to college to learn things that would help you get a better job that paid more. And that doesn't work anymore. The college is to lure you in, get you on that debt hook, you know, shake you back and forth a few times, make sure that barb is really in there, and then never, ever, ever let you off. And who's going to benefit from this student loan bailout? Well, it's going to be all these liberal kids in college who took out, you know, $100,000 student loans to study women's gender issues or art history or things like that, where you don't really find a lot of jobs for that kind of a thing here. And, you know, innocent Americans, meaning those who paid for their own college like I did, or those who didn't go to college, are going to be forced to pick up the cost. So Joe Biden is robbing Peter to pay Paul. He is robbing the people who paid for their own college or didn't go to college to reward those people who went to college and became indoctrinated with the liberal agenda here. And so if you're part of the middle class, you are getting the screw on this end of the deal. But oddly enough, and showing how there is a lack of coordination, oversight going on here, just days after Biden announced the student debt cancellation, he came under fire for continuing to try to deny bankruptcy protections for the most beleaguered debtors. And that's something a lot of people were really not aware of. These kids who went into the student debt could not retire those debts through bankruptcy. And apparently Biden is still saying, no, you can't declare bankruptcy. You know, but we're going to pay off your loan for you and stick other people with the bill. Over in the United Kingdom, actually all across Europe, the energy crisis is really getting severe. I mean, we're feeling it a little bit here, but it is far, far worse in Europe. It has reached the point, okay, where it's now cheaper to fill up your gasoline-powered car than to charge an electric vehicle. And so the much-touted economic advantage of having an electric vehicle is now gone. Okay, you're going to spend $60,000 for an electric vehicle, plus anytime you replace the battery, that's another $20,000. And now it's costing more than gasoline to keep that thing charged up. So good thinking. They really thought that one through all the way. Joe Biden is out there, like I said before, he's, you know, for somebody who claims to stand for the Constitution, he's certainly on the warpath against the Second Amendment. He's out there saying the Second Amendment has limits. No, it doesn't. Shall not be infringed is pretty clear. Not much gray area in there, okay? And then he came on out saying a bunch of things about the AR-15 rifle that are outright stupid. At one point, he claimed that a bullet from an AR-15 travels 5 times faster than any other rifle. It's not even close. In fact, the AR-15 is not even in the top 10 of rifle velocities and muzzle velocities, okay? And, you know, this is the state of our nation today. When the country started, our leaders were people with real-world experience, okay? Ben Franklin was a publisher and an inventor. John Hancock sold insurance. Paul Revere was a silversmith. These were people who know how to run businesses and knew what they were doing. And today we have a permanent ruling class of politicians who are out there making laws for us, and they don't know anything at all about what they're managing. They're totally clueless. Remember, I forget who it was who said, the internet is kind of like a bunch of tubes. No, it isn't. And Biden just demonstrated his complete ignorance of firearms. You know, like Alec Baldwin did. It's amazing here. Okay, over at BYU, there has been yet another hate hoax. There was a Duke women's volleyball player that claimed she was the victim of a racist slur at a BYU match. And everybody was upset. Oh, my goodness, it's racism, it's racism, it's racism. And there was no evidence to support it. They removed one person from the stands, but that was in a different area from where this lady said the racist slur came from. It wasn't caught on any recording of TV or anything, and nobody else heard it. Another hate crime hoax there. And everybody's out there screaming, racist, racist. And meanwhile, of course, you have, you know, the teachers' union saying that white teachers have to be dismissed first in the event of staff cutting, shortages, rather. B of A is giving mortgages to first-time homebuyers zero down payment as long as they are not white. Okay? So apparently some racism is good and some is bad in the United States of America. All right, a court has handed down a decision in the Gibson's Bakery case against Oberlin College. Now, the courts had awarded Gibson's Bakery $36 million in damages for defamation over racism claims, which turned out to be false. And Oberlin College has just been sitting there saying, no, we're not going to pay it. We're not going to pay it. Well, the court is saying, no, you are ordered to take payment, rather to make the payment. And if Oberlin refuses, then Gibson's Bakery can take legal steps to literally take over the college. And I imagine it'll make a very good college of bakery goods here. All righty. Now then, getting into some other issues here. Project Veritas has scored again. Boy, I love these people. I really, really do. Over in New York City, there's this private school director. And on the videotape, which Project Veritas released, it was a two-parter called Secret Curriculum. This school director brags about sneaking left-wing political agenda into the classrooms and then went on to trash white boys. Can you say racism? And this was Jennifer Norris, director of student activities at Trinity School, New York City, told a Project Veritas undercover journalist that she sneaks her left-wing political agenda into the classrooms. She feels like a double agent. And she went after white boys, saying, "Unfortunately, it's the white boys who feel very entitled to express their opposite opinions, and they just push back." Now, that's an interesting little insight, because what this Jennifer is saying is that the non-whites are obedient; they don't push back, and that may be a major motive for this population replacement that we're seeing all around the world, where white people go away. You know, we only want obedient blacks and Hispanics, to come on in and work for us here. So anyway, so much for the Great Reset. Let's see. There is a whistleblower that has come forward reporting child abuse and drug and alcohol abuse, and even prostitution at the Phoenix Sojourner Center, backed by Democratic Arizona governor nominee Katie Hobbs. Now, the Sojourner Center is one of the largest domestic violence shelters in the United States. It advertises itself as a safe haven from domestic violence in Arizona. However, multiple former employees of the center revealed to the Gateway Pundit that constant rule violations and mismanagement of the shelter left women and children vulnerable to abuse. Well, so the reality does not live up to the Democratic expectations. Imagine my shock. All right, something to keep in mind here right now. China is teaching their kids quantum physics and calculus, while America is teaching our kids gender pronouns and how to twerk. Okay, and it's no surprise that the academic scores of our kids are plummeting. And, of course, everybody's trying to blame Donald Trump for that as well. Meanwhile, California has voted to become a sanctuary state for transgender kids and their parents. There's a big issue about puberty blockers and transgender surgeries on children under 18. And there are a lot of liberal parents who want to be cool and hip, so they take their son and have his pee-pee whacked off. And California is now saying, well, you know, if you're going to do that, come out here and, we'll make sure that nobody arrests you for child mutilation. Okay. And here we go. This is under the category of can't we find any better people than this? Okay. The former dean of a Chicago public high school, Brian Crowder, he's 40 years old, at the Greater Lawndale High School for Social Justice, is facing a felony charge for allegedly having a sexual relationship with a teen student. And this started when the student was 15 and ran for about 2 years. Then she got pregnant, and this dean posed as her stepfather in order to sign the paperwork for her to get abortions. Note the plural. So... Really, I taught remedial math at the high school level, and then later on I taught computer animation at the college level. There were rules. You don't do this kind of stuff. Okay? It's hands off. Respect for the student, respect for the teacher, and it's just insane. It really is. Now, here is something very, very interesting. There is this, this author, Nora Vincent. And she posed as a man to try and see what it's like to be a man, to see the advantages of being a man and all the blessings that being male gets. And she wrote a book, Self-Made Man. And what she actually found out living as a man is that men actually have it a lot tougher than women. And apparently the experience left her so psychologically damaged, she had to quit after a year and a half because she was starting to hate women due to how bad all of them had treated her for being a man. And she ultimately committed suicide. So, ladies, it's not as easy as you've been told to be a guy. Anyway. And this is just so over the top, I really can't believe it. Over in Germany, there is a new movement trying to decriminalize the act of a human having sex with an animal. It's currently called zoophilia. When I was a kid, it was called bestiality. And so they're going to turn LGBTQ into LGBTQZ. All right. Now, in Germany right now, it's illegal to do anything sexual with an animal. And the members of this protest say, yeah, we want to have sex with a giraffe here. Okay. talk about a deep throat. Amazing. Okay, now you are probably, if you do any regular grocery shopping, familiar with the grocery brand Newman's Own. It started with salad dressings. It's blossomed into a lot of other condiments. But all is not well in Newman land, and I'll give you the details of that after these words from our sponsors. There should be news.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about the Newman's Own line of food products. And Paul Newman started this. The products are they're not entirely free of nasty chemicals, but they have a lot less of them. And we use their salad dressings all the time. At the same time, Paul Newman set up a foundation called the Newman's Own Foundation, where the profits from the food company were given to charity. And that also made it very, very cool. Well, two of Paul Newman's daughters, Eleanor Nell Newman and Susan Newman, are suing the Newman's Own Foundation because the foundation has cut way, way, way back on the money that's being given to charity. And so they're suing for breach of fiduciary duty. And, you know, that's a shame because it was a good idea. You know, Paul Newman was, you know, that was a good thing for him to do. What can I tell you here? All righty. As we come up on the top of the hour, a little more science news here. Over at Mount St. Helens, the magma chamber is recharging. There have been more than 88 earthquakes rattling the volcano, most of them inside the crater. Now, there have been, normally you get 17 quakes on average, and so it's accelerating. They're within the crater, and so there may be another big bang there. Now, of concern, despite the, you know, the damage that the original Mount St. Helens volcano caused is if you study the Yellowstone supervolcano, modern research is showing that the magma chamber for that supervolcano bends toward the west, and they don't know where it stops. And it's entirely possible that that string of volcanoes down the western coast are part of a much larger system. So at some point, you know, if there's a really big bang at Mount St. Helens, it might trigger some activity at Yellowstone. Yellowstone does blow up on a fairly regular basis, and we are a little bit overdue for something there. All righty. Biden's climate advisor, Gina McCarthy, is stepping down. I guess she finally got the message that, you know, it's the sun that warms the planet and not much else there. So and we've had all these scientists coming forward and saying, you know, absolutely that, you know, humans have got nothing to do with it whatsoever. And again, the Old Farmer's Almanac and other scientists are saying we are likely to have a heavier than normal winter. I remember a few years ago the embarrassment where the UK Met Office predicted a snow-free winter for Great Britain, and it turned out to be one of the heaviest winters they had had. Now, I'm a big fan of science, but anytime somebody says the science is settled, I say, well, why can't we have an accurate weather report? All right, we're going to take a break now for station identification. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.